Welcome to David's Life and Observation. Not in my studio today. I am out and about at a place called Love to Play with my kids. But I think being here sets a really good tone for what I need to talk about today. And that is how crooked the court system is, the family law system is, and how there needs to be an aggressive overhaul of the justice system. And here's what I mean by aggressive. I'm talking in citizens need to march in and physically remove assholes from office that have been there way too long or that run unopposed and try to be elected and they're just corrupt as fuck. They think they could do whatever they want because they wear a black robe. And there needs to be an aggressive overhaul of the justice system in general, but we could target specifically family law. Because a lot of what happens at family court is unconstitutional. It is against the law. And they can't just make laws. They can't just make their own crazy circumstances that subvert the Constitution. And here's what I mean. So, in my situation, I was falsely arrested. There was a false arrest, as plain as day. The sheriff deputies knowingly allowed a false arrest to happen. So in my situation, you know, there was a false arrest. It was a plain as day. The deputies knew it was a false arrest. CCPD knows it's a false arrest because they won't even give me the police report. That's how bad they fucked up. That's how they know they fucked up. And then I've been roped into a family court in front of two corrupt judges trying to get my kids back based on no reason at all. And I don't like the language reason to believe in the law. There has to be facts supporting their decision. There has to be factual information, not hearsay. Hearsay is perjury. It is perjury under the law. And if it's not supported with fact and information, with factual information, especially if those who would be in that situation as a defendant of their rights is illegally detained and has to prove otherwise. And if they have a situation where that individual can prove their innocence by directly facing their accuser, which should be the situation, instead, that's not the situation. Cops on a whim just handcuff people, drag them into court and then we made this on good faith, even though they know they didn't make it on good faith. We need to have severe punishments for law enforcement officials that do this. If they perjure, or if they allow someone to perjure and that investigation isn't thorough enough to follow suit and make sure they didn't plagiarize, especially if it's a mental health person who perjured information to get that individual locked up, they need to be locked up for a very long time. They need to be arrested and they need to put in jail for years because they dared subvert someone's rights. That's how bad the penalty needs to be. Law enforcement too. If they perjure information like we see in the Houston situation, they don't need to just be fired. It doesn't just violate policy. It breaks the fucking law because they killed two people as a result. Killed two people as a result of lying. Joe Giamaldi, whatever the fuck his name is, the police union, is a piece of shit dirtbag. Because he's still trying to validate their actions. Oh, we didn't just get a call, we got a call for service. A call for service doesn't mean shit. Calls because, you know, hearsay, and if they didn't follow the procedure, that's on the police. They need to be held accountable. And not just the individual, the entire department. The entire department needs an aggressive overhaul. Art Acevedo is a piece of shit. Yeah, he's doing an investigation now only because journalists are up his ass about it. And they have access to that information. That's why he's doing the right thing. Otherwise, he would have covered it up. Bubba, you got to move, honey.
Sorry, there was a crisis with my child. Had to save him. Ooh, another girl just fell.
So, anyways. Again, being torn away from my kids in the most aggressive way, and for 6 months, no doubt, deserve not just a cursory inquiry. No, the judges in this situation need to be fired. Mr. Garza of the CPS situation needs to be fired, and so do all the officers. And not only that, they all deserve jail time. It's going to come to the point where citizens are pissed off enough that they're going to jail these motherfuckers themselves, and it's going to happen. It might start somewhere, and maybe not here in Texas, but it's going to start somewhere. If the aggressive overhaul does not happen, if they don't start outing bad cops, bad police, bad judges, bad everything like that, there's going to be a dire situation that's going to arise from this. There has to be. Because it's not fair to the community at large. It's not fair to the community at large that they keep getting arrested aggressively with no repercussions. That they, the people, get arrested aggressively. Nothing ever happens to the officers. Nothing ever happens to the judge. Nothing ever happens to anybody. Prosecutors and judges should not be free from prosecution. If they make a bad decision and they don't care to listen to the facts or inquire about the situation further, then they didn't do their job. And especially if a prosecutor withheld evidence for years, they need to rot in jail cell for the rest of their life, as far as I'm concerned. The rest of their fucking life. Because they say they took away someone's life. Shouldn't even have a thing called the Innocence Project. This is how bad things have gotten. So, again, there needs to be an aggressive overhaul of the justice system. We need to go in, guns blazing if we have to, because they're sure as shit going to put guns on you. The Houston PD needs a serious overhaul. And there are multiple mechanisms where... There are multiple mechanisms that need to be fixed, that need to be overhauled, and not just with kid gloves. We can't legislate our way out of this because there's going to be corruption. There already is. There's an aggressive amount of corruption. So, that's what I'm going to call this. It needs to be an aggressive overhaul of the justice system. I'm calling for all hands in this situation to make that happen. All hands. Get out there with your First Amendment. Get out there with your Second Amendment. Preserve your Fourth and Fifth Amendment. And don't let them be corrupt.